number. I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-AUTO.
The Mizzou Tigers are here on KTRS. Hi, I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Missouri Tigers. The Tigers complete a two-game homestand as Mizzou takes on an always tough team from Stillwater, the Cowboys of Oklahoma State.
This Saturday, the Tigers take on Oklahoma State.
Pre-game is at 10 a.m., kickoff is at 11.
Get every pass, every play right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Ready to finish your degree? DeVry University is ready to help. We have bachelor's degree programs and specializations covering 34 growing career fields. We'll help you transfer up to 80 qualifying credit hours and evaluate financing options, including scholarships. So whether you take classes online or at our convenient St. Louis campus, we'll help keep you on the path to the degree and career you really want. Learn more at DeVry.edu and let nothing stand in your way.
Grab your coat. And get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
with all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
All right, I need two things. Headphones up just a notch. And then I need you guys to talk for 15 seconds while I go take the lights out. Because I had my pupils dilated.
Oh, my goodness.
I can do it. I'm closer.
Go ahead. Make it like a cave in here. All right. Sorry for the inconvenience, everybody. I know you were on the edge of your seats
like
waiting for what great radio. Well, it's going to be colder now because I turned the... See, lights give off heat.
Did you just do anything?
He dimmed the lights.
Did it look any different than it did?
Why is... Well, I can hardly hear anything.
Well, she's not talking.
I'm sorry. I'm not talking into my...
I don't understand the whole mic technique thing. You do that a lot where you can't...
I know.
You're going to the spanking room when the show is over. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Monday, the 14th of October. So somebody help me out here. How the Cards doing? Are they in it? Are they still in it?
Game 6 tonight.
I haven't heard anything.
Game 6 is tonight. They can win at 7 o'clock.
So they could go to the World Series.
Yes. I mean, one more game. It's going to be huge.
I thought it was Game 7 tonight.
If I don't jump in and say we're joking, people think, this is a repeat. Of course I know. The biggest sports numbskull alive, me, here's what I've done. I watched, I think, every playoff game. I watched the Rangers-Detroit game with my wife. I know. Oh, I know. And, of course, watched last night. But here's the goofy thing about yesterday. I have DirecTV. And I can, on my phone, my iPhone, I can pull up the guide, the program guide. It said, Cardinals-Brewers, 3 p.m. On TBS. Well, at 3 p.m., I happened to be in the car. I was traveling yesterday, so I'm coming back from out of town, and there's no game. And at 3:30, there's no game. And at 4, there's no game. And I checked my TV guide for DirecTV at 6:30, and it still said 3 o'clock. It still said 3 o'clock. And then it wasn't until later that I realized it was a 7 o'clock game. Now, how did that happen? Was it originally supposed to be 3
o'clock? Yes. If Detroit and Texas went to a Game 7, they would have had the late game last night, and the Cardinals would have played at 3. But since they clinched Friday night, they move the Cardinal game to primetime.
You'd think a company as big as DirecTV, though, would change the guide.
Would update. Yeah, it's probably all your home system, how often that guide updates.
It could have been TBS, too, that didn't update it.
No, because my guide had the game on last night at 7.
Well, I didn't look at the actual guide on TV. I looked at my phone.
Maybe that's a deal where it doesn't,
maybe
I don't
it
know,
didn't update.
Update.
But I can't be too critical because this station is notorious. Somebody called me this morning and said, do you know that you're still showing on your website rooting for Mizzou to win last Saturday's game? 2 days ago.
He can still root, I guess.
I said, so. No, but that, you know, that doesn't surprise me. It happens. Hey, it's getting harder and harder to keep up with all this stuff. Keep the Facebook page updated. Keep the website updated. Okay. Keep this updated, that updated. It's crazy, I tell you.
I don't even have TBS. Isn't that sad?
It is sad.
My friend's telling me, you have basic cable, you have to have TBS. So I called Charter and I said, I have basic cable. And she said, what's your address? She said, no, in that area you don't get TBS.
Oh, so in some areas you do and some you don't?
She said in that area I don't. So, yeah, I'd have to pay for
it. Here's what's even sadder, that you have to have it to watch the game. You should be able to watch it free.
You need to get expanded basic.
Well, I thought TBS was one of those regular channels
I did
that
too.
Everybody
like WGN.
Yeah, I did, yeah. It used to be.
But have you,
all right,
telling you.
We're going to get all of my ignorant, uneducated sports comments and questions out of the way because I'm not nearly, as I've said many times, as qualified as others. Being a guy who doesn't know much about any of this, even I, and am I wrong in thinking this, even I think those guys calling the game on TV on TBS, what a joke. They're horrible. And they're not even people that you know who they are. Ron Darling, I think, was a player.
He was a pitcher
for the Mets. And outside of that, who were those
John
guys?
John Smoltz
Eckersley,
was a pitcher.
Was Eckersley one?
Oh, you mean the crew after or during the game? Eckersley was
the before and after.
Okay,
that's the post-game
crew.
Yeah. So who were the guys?
John Smoltz was one.
He's a player.
He was a pitcher. Pitched for the Cardinals towards the end of his career.
I recognize that name.
They had to get it. The saddest part, and it turns out he was the one that was least biased, but they had the Milwaukee Brewers television guy doing the game for TBS. But he was actually the one that was the least biased towards Milwaukee.
But everybody else,
the whole game, it was Milwaukee this, Milwaukee that.
Biased or not, they were all boring.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible.
There was no life to that call, to the way they were calling that game. You know, if you watch the American League, like the Rangers, Joe Buck and McCarver, holy cow, I mean, it was like a real, real play-by-play.
It was 11-6 at one point last night, and they were talking about, well, the Brewers, we just need them to get a run or two more where they're in distance with a 3-4-run homer. We just need that.
They kept saying, we need that.
It's like, what is going on here?
All right, two other observations. One is all the spitting. And I know it's sunflower seeds. That's not the question. My question is, when you're playing ball, why do you have to spit something? It used to be tobacco juice. What is there about playing baseball that requires you to spit? Help me with this.
I think for me, because when I played baseball,
listen to this.
When I tried out
for the Cardinals.
When I played, I would spit a lot. But your hands get dirty. You lick your fingers.
No, wait a minute. No, I'm not buying this. I don't see guys licking their fingers playing baseball.
And
maybe
a
pitcher.
There's a lot more dust and stuff involved, and you just spit. I have no idea.
My take on it is, there's just a lot of downtime, especially when you're a player out in the field or if you're sitting on the dugout. If you're a player out in the field, you can just stand there for a long time with foul ball, where you're not doing anything. I think it's just boredom, where you're just looking for, anything to...
When I'm bored, I don't spit.
Well, you're not on a baseball
team. You get a lot of saliva built up.
How about this? Aren't there any players on other teams who are bored? They're not spitting. I don't see the guys on the bench at the football field spitting.
When the
offensive line is out and the other guys are sitting back, they're not spitting. They're not spitting on the field, off the field. Basketball player, well, they can't spit. They slip on their own spit on the court. I don't get the spitting thing. I don't know what about the game mandates that you need to spit.
A nervous habit. That's how I feel
so
it is.
Baseball players spit. Hockey players blow snot rockets out of their nose.
Oh, that's good to know.
That's on the bench or the ice?
On the bench. On both.
Well,
yeah,
the ice, it doesn't matter. What, are you going to slip on it?
Yeah.
Hey, it doesn't matter.
Don't make that ice slippery.
Somebody mentioned the other day about somebody threw a banana peel down on the ice on the hockey. So what? What, are you going to slip? It's ice. Now, here's the other observation slash question. When Tony La Russa or any manager is looking at the mound and things aren't going very well, the other team's getting a lot of hits, they go to that old, from the 50s, 60s, telephone in the box. That absolutely has to be just for tradition. There's no way they have to use that coil cord phone to call. Don't you agree? That's just tradition.
And well, I think they want something hardwired. You wouldn't want a cordless phone in case there's interference, you know, where you're trying to get down.
Wait a second. Think about football. The crucial plays called over wireless headsets. No.
They could do headsets. Oh, sure. I'm sure a lot of
it's dependability. It's tradition.
Just going to the phone, calling
down. But it looks funny. Tony's going to the box, you know. It looks funny. It actually looks funny to see a coil cord.
Doesn't it block his face, though, the door, so he could kind of say something you can't really
hear? No, he's not talking behind the door.
He doesn't?
No.
No, and he could turn his back to everything and just be staring at the back of the dugout to the wall and just... He's talking to the
coach. And it's
coach
not a big
there.
Secret why he went to the box anyway.
And he says, get so-and-so up and warm him up.
Yeah, and let's get this
guy
off
the
mound.
And then you see
the
pitcher get up and warm up.
I just find it funny that in this age of technology, that old beige phone, this one was beige. I don't know if some of them are black. It looks just like our kitchen wall phone when I was a kid. It's the same. It's the same.
Well, it's probably too because they don't they sponsor that? The call to the bullpen.
Yeah, they do.
You know, I know on the radio they do at least.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Everything's sponsored. Burke segment. Do we have any before I eat up the whole?
I have a little bit.
Well, you have a lot, and you also apparently have some information for us. What do you have?
I do. Oh, okay. The boring part was that I worked out in my yard all day Saturday, and I have pine trees, and I had 14 bags of almost all pine needles.
Oh man, those pine needles.
That's a great story.
Unbelievable.
What were you wearing when you worked in your yard? Well, don't laugh.
I don't know. I don't remember. Oh, shorts and a t-shirt.
How short were the shorts? Shorty shorts?
Daisy
shorts?
Duke type?
Like, no, I don't
little
have
Daisy Duke jean shorts?
No.
How tight was the t-shirt?
Loose, I'm sure.
Loose? Was it cut off the midriff to cut where you see your stomach?
No.
Did you have anything on under the t-shirt?
Did you splash water on your shirt?
Yeah, I got the hose and put it above.
So under the t-shirt, you had a bra?
Yes.
Why? You're in your yard. You're working out in the yard.
It's more
freedom. Let the girls out of the fresh air.
Yeah. Some of the neighbors get a thrill.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll skip that.
And you said that was the boring part?
You know.
I beg to differ.
Okay.
You working in the yard in Daisy Duke shorts with a t-shirt is not boring.
I saw the big year.
Oh, okay. I did too.
Is that the Steve Martin thing?
Yes. Yeah. It did really poorly at the box office.
I can see why.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was like 2.75.
I maybe gave it 2.5.
Okay, fine.
No, I thought 2.5. I thought there were some funny moments.
But you have to go back to Tina's track record. She likes most everything. You really do.
There's not much that she can
It's rare that you go, wow, that was terrible.
I thought it was just okay. I mean, it was just an okay movie. Yeah. I could take it or leave it.
Okay, it had a good ending.
And the big year, I've never heard of anything like that for the birds.
I haven't either, but it was kind of interesting.
Don't give too much away.
I noticed when I was riding my bike yesterday, I was looking at the birds.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
No.
Okay.
Don't give it away.
And then when I got done riding my bike yesterday, I saw these fire engines zooming down Creep Coeur Mill Road, and I thought, uh-oh, there's a wreck on the highway. And then I started towards home.
Why wouldn't you think, uh-oh, there's a fire?
I don't know.
If you saw fire engines
going
down
think
the road,
I would, but
you think, oh, there's a wreck on
the
highway. I would think there's a fire.
They send fire engines somewhere. To wrecks on the highway. It was going towards the highway.
And sometimes they send them to fire.
When I got to the bridge.
Car fire.
When I got to the bridge that goes into St. Charles, I saw three cop cars on the side of the highway and some more in the parking lot and two fire engines in the parking lot. And I thought, oh, somebody fell off their bike going down that big hill, you know, hit the concrete. Well, then I read today that a lady jumped off the bridge.
Yeah.
And she didn't make it to
the
water.
Hit a beam.
And landed on a beam.
What a bummer.
Wait.
I don't want to jump off a bridge and hit a beam.
Three cop cars that I saw on the side of the highway, it said in the story
they
that
crawled
they
down.
Stopped and they crawled down.
Now, did she die hitting that beam? Or?
No. She wishes that she died, probably.
Holy cow.
I mean, Just imagine.
No, I can't imagine.
How many people jump off a bridge and land on something hard?
Well, first of all, how many people jump off a bridge?
Right. You know, you got to start there.
There's a psychological evaluation statement just in that.
Very small amount of people do.
There's so many people around there, though. You'd think someone would have maybe yelled or tried to stop her.
She's on the bridge. The traffic's going by. And sometimes
first of all, if they did yell, hey, don't do that. Okay.
I mean, I would try to grab her or something.
Thank you for making me realize everything that I
wouldn't try to grab her. You could be pulled off with her. I would never do that.
Didn't think about that. And I saw some dumb person.
Self-editing.
She swallowed her other
words. She edited herself.
On the path with the bicyclists and joggers and walkers on a motorcycle.
A motorcycle?
Yes, you're not supposed to be on there on a motorcycle.
No.
Why didn't you issue a citizen's arrest?
Dumb person.
Citizen's arrest. Citizen's arrest.
I thought about calling the park ranger.
You should have.
Do you carry handcuffs with you?
No.
Well, citizen's arrest. Cuff them. Citizens arrest them and cuff them and hold them for the police. Serious. You can buy handcuffs for $35. Good ones.
I could have maced him, huh?
Mace them, handcuff them, hold them for the cops.
Yeah.
Like a crusader. Like a cave crusader.
Here you go, motorcycle.
Anything else?
No, that's all.
It was a good segment. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it. Anybody else? I know Peon. I do. Something. And now back from another one of his Let's Explore All of Mid-America weekends with his wife, Peon.
Thank you very much. Yes, I had a rare Saturday night off, so we were able to get up early on Sunday. And we decided to... I found this place in Arthur, Illinois. I mentioned to Frankie. Never even heard of Arthur.
Never heard of Arthur.
And it's apparently a nationwide famous pumpkin patch. It's called the Great Pumpkin Patch, and it's in Arthur, Illinois. So we drove, I guess it was about between 2.5-3 hours to get there each way.
Just and, to see pumpkins?
Well, no. I mean, you have to... This is a 200-acre farm in the middle of Amish country, and that was what was kind of cool for us. We've never, you know, I know we have some Amish communities around here, but I've never got to see, you know, the horse and buggy crossing signs and everything, and we actually got to see them on the road with their horse and buggies. And so, but the pumpkin patch was great. I mean, it's a huge farm. They have, I think they have over like 300, 400 different kinds of squash they grow there, and animals and everything, and they make pumpkin trees. It was just a great time. And then they have the Amish, you know, the homestead bakery too. I brought a loaf of rhubarb nut bread in for
pumpkin trees.
Yeah, it's good.
I know. Well, yeah, they just build like wooden platforms and they hang the pumpkins up there. It looks like.
But it sure sounds like it's worth driving 3 hours to me.
It was. It was a lot of fun, and but it was weird too. In the bakery, they said, I guess they have some Amish people come in and bake with them, and they say the sign said, "Please do not photograph or videotape the Amish." I guess that's a bad thing to do for them. Because I guess they're against technology. They don't want their picture taken.
How can they bake something if they don't have technology? Don't you have to have an oven?
You can use wood-burning ovens and everything. You can.
But here's the deal. If it's against their religion to use a camera, what does that have to do with taking their picture?
Maybe it's just bad etiquette, you know, to, like, you know, like there's some...
Like you're staring at somebody.
Freak show or something that you got to document them with.
So if you take a picture.
And then what happens if you take a picture? What's the worst?
I don't think anything.
They're not going to hit you. They don't fight.
Yeah.
You go, here, I'm taking your picture. What are you going
to
do about it?
Is that against the Amish aren't allowed to fight? I don't know about that.
I don't think they fight.
But
and they put it on Facebook. They're not going to see it on Facebook.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's interesting, too. It's because... in Arthur, there was we were thinking about getting something to eat after we left the pumpkin patch, and everything's closed on Sunday. Everything's shut down. They don't open anything up because they had, you know, Amish style restaurants and all the woodwork. A lot of woodworking they do. You know, they build all the furniture and everything, but everything's closed on Sunday, so we couldn't.
Eat? What is in their restaurant? Is it a lot of biscuits and
it's a lot of home style cooking, food, like chicken and dumplings and stuff like that.
You didn't bring him any chicken.
No, man, everything was closed. Yeah,
don't you know that a bunch of a little group of Amish boys, 12, 14, sneak off, and they've got a cell phone hidden somewhere. Yeah. They go off at night. Father,
I just feel like chopping some extra wood. Well, that's good, young Jebediah. I liked that attitude. I'll be back in an hour.
Goes out to his iPhone.
And then he meets his buddies, and they're hidden somewhere in a little treehouse, and they get an iPhone out.
Well, we had the stories here, but we talked about before how it's kind of, remember we talked about the families that have woodworking, and they have a woodworking business, furniture business, and they walk down the street and go to the payphone? Remember that? They couldn't have a payphone on the property, they had a payphone in town they could go on and conduct business on. That's just kind of seems...
Tom Price told me years ago he had an Amish cabinet maker for the kitchen cabinets, and the only way he could conduct business with him was at a designated time, once a week, Tom called this payphone, or the guy would call him, and Tom would place the cabinet order. And that's it. You want to talk? I'll be at the payphone next week.
But then on the way out of there, too, we saw a whole group. There was a house, and there was like six or seven buggies parked side by side. I guess they were just all getting together over at somebody's house. They were playing...
Cruising.
Playing volleyball. Yeah. No, they were all parked. They were playing volleyball, and all the Amish girls were sitting down watching the Amish boys play volleyball. It's like going back in time. I mean, it's so, you know, foreign.
What did the boys wear playing volleyball?
I think they were wearing their black pants. You know, probably their Sunday church outfit, I'm
sure.
You think
if... Don't you know that... Look, when we were boys, like 14, we'd get a hold of a Playboy or something and look at... These guys probably open up an ad for colored pants.
Right.
Like a cold ad or something. Look at these slacks. They're green. Oh, my God. You know, or some shirt that's not...
I saw
that blousy looking thing they were.
Hey, I saw Susie's slip hanging out the bottom of her floor length dress there. They were getting excited about
what
that.
What a life.
But this family that runs the pumpkin patch, they've been on Martha Stewart's show a couple times. They're pretty big. They actually did a...
Hold on. How can they be on Martha Stewart?
No, they're
they
not
can't
Amish.
Have their pictures taken.
The family that does the pumpkin patch is an Amish. They're just in the Amish community. That's just a family farm that's been for 100 years. But they actually did a squash display on the north lawn of the White House last year. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty cool to see.
Squash
you know.
Display.
Yeah. That sure sounds
good. That's nice.
I can't stand
that was it.
Squash.
You know
really?
What? We had some.
Oh, it's good.
We had, they had a squash tasting booth, and I didn't think I'd like squash either. But they had a couple different kinds. It tasted good. I mean, it was they had them like heated up and like... some kind of, they're almost sweet, but...
I'm sure you can make it taste
good. Yeah, put brown sugar and stuff on them. Yeah, they were good.
Wow, what a wild Amish weekend.
Amish
had.
Wild weekend, yes.
When we return, more exciting stories from the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Wow. Don't go away. Call your friends. Let's talk about going. I just came from Eye Care Associates, Dr. Stephen Wexler, and I had my eyes dilated. So if I say anything wrong, blame it on my eyes being dilated. I don't know why you blame it on that, because... speaking and dilated eyes don't have a whole lot, but I'd like to connect them just as an excuse. Now, I have an appointment tomorrow at Ballast Dental Care. I know, it sounds like I'm getting a major tune-up. I'm getting everything taken care of, and I sort of am. It's one of those periods where I realize it's been a while since I did. It's been 2 years, by the way, since I had an eye exam. And this getting old thing, let me tell you something. You people who are peons age or... 30, 25, 30. When you hear people saying, oh, you know, you wait till the golden year, that's a bunch of crap. Live it up now, because the getting old thing is not good, it's not fun, and these TV commercials where we're having the time of our lives now that the kids are gone, now, they're not showing you the whole story there. Things start to go bad. You know, I got my eyes tested today. Oh, my goodness. He starts... spitting out all this terminology. One of them was doozing. I see traces of doozing. He's telling the assistant to write this down. I said, hold on. That doesn't even sound good. It sounds like oozing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doozing and oozing.
Losing,
sounds
doozing,
like,
yeah.
What am I oozing if I've got doozing?
Yeah.
No. It's and it indicates maybe the very beginning stages of potential macular degeneration. First of all, anything called degeneration, not good.
Nope.
Not good.
Doozing.
That's not good. And then you add doozing to it, yeah. And I'm sitting there thinking, shoot, I'll be blind by the time I walk out of this place the way this is sounding. But it's not, I don't think it's horrible. And then small traces of the very beginning stages of some cataracts in one eye. Yeah, oh yeah, this is all good. Oh, so that was today. Now, tomorrow, Ballast Dental Care. Here's what I expect to happen. Not much. Because in the teeth department, and maybe it's because I made more of a point to go regularly for dental checkups than I have for eye exams. Of course, your teeth are susceptible to a lot more stuff than your eyes are. You got the whole gum thing going, gingivitis, and then you got the, you know, you let the plaque build up and the tartar. That's another thing. Either change the name of the tartar for the teeth or the sauce for the fish.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be the same thing. Because tartar sauce sounds like it's sauce made from teeth scrapings.
Yeah.
Not good.
Well, it might as well be. I don't eat tartar sauce.
I don't either.
So.
Oh, I do. To me, it ruins
yes. things.
There's an herb called cream of tartar.
No, thank you.
That you put in cookies.
So tomorrow, Ballast Dental Care, and I would just say to you, when you see these commercials for tooth implants and false teeth, why don't you avoid all of that just by taking care of the teeth that you have? 38 years now as a patient. They're at the corner of Ballas and Clayton Roads. Website is easy. It's ballasdentalcare.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Boy, we've got a mess out there. It's raining in some of the areas. Northbound 55 before Park, you've got a crash that has two left lanes blocked. Also, you're looking at eastbound 44 on the ramp to Jefferson. The right main line is also blocked, and the exit is partially shut due to an accident. Kings Highway northbound at Highway 44, they're still working with that accident, but the right lane is blocked. Other than that, we have westbound 40. That's jamming up from Kings Highway through McCausland, and it's slow in pockets from Clayton Warson out through Maryville Center. Eastbound 40 on the ramp to Jefferson, you got about a mile back up in that right lane waiting to get off at Jefferson there. And on southbound 270, it's slow around Dorset and Page, but then you start jamming up approaching Olive down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by CNN Western Republican Presidential Debate. Tomorrow night at 7 Central, the CNN Western Republican Presidential Debate, hosted by Anderson Cooper. It's live tomorrow night at 7 Central on CNN. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in tonight from 6 till 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Dos Lunas Tequila and the Big 550 KTRS.
Get to a better place.
Homeowners, you've heard the news. Interest rates hit 50-year lows. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Our rates and APRs are now in the threes. That's right, the threes. Now is the time to save money or pay your home off faster. Make the smart financial decision. Join the thousands of homeowners who have already jumped on this opportunity. But you must act now. Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999. 314-878-9999. Don't wait. With rates and APRs in the threes, there's never been a better time to start saving. Call now, 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. For rates and APRs in the threes, call now, 314-878-9999.
Hi, this is the roofer for Lane House Construction. If you're one of the thousands of homeowners that's had their home damaged by the storms, please take a moment and contact the area's leading exterior remodeling company, Lane House Construction. We've handled hundreds of insurance claims, so we have the experience to help you get through this very trying process. Lane House Construction is A-rated and an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau. Lane House won the Super Service Award from Angie's List last year for roofing, siding, and windows. We are local, located at 3814 Lee May Ferry Road in St. Louis County. Lane House Construction doesn't require any money down. We don't get paid until the job is done. If you're unsure if you have damage, give us a call. We'll come out and we'll check the house at no charge. So call Lane House Construction at 314-845-2166 or area-wide at 866-546-ROOF or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Hey, baby, at Meyer Honda in O'Fallon, Illinois. So I was scheduled for surgery recently. Fortunately, nothing life-threatening. Unfortunately, not cosmetic. I went to the offices for pre-surgery screening, and I met three of the greatest nurses. One was taking my blood, EKG, etc., and one was talking anesthesia, and one was taking my medical history and asking me about my lifestyle. As I tried to answer these questions as honestly as possible, they all began cracking up and chiming in. And we had such a great time, talking about getting older, relationships, things that make us feel better. I felt such a connection with these girls, and I knew I was in great hands. And now I'm curious. So, I raise my hand and I say, who drives a Honda? And one said, I have a CRV. Another one said, I drive an Accord. So there you have it. Two out of three angels drive a Honda. You meet the nicest people in a Honda. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois. MeyerHonda.com.
Welcome, everyone. Okay, will anybody with a bad hip, knee, foot, or ankle please stand up?
Ow, it hurts to stand.
Oh, sorry. okay, anyone with hand, wrist, elbow, or shoulder pain, can you raise your hand?
No. Oh, I can't.
All right, how about folks with spine or back problems? Just walk this way.
Hold on, give me a sec. I'm slow.
Wow, you guys are really hurting. You know, you need to check out SSM Orthopedics. They can get you back to being you again. They have the area's leading board-certified orthopedic physicians. In fact, SSM Orthopedics does more knee replacements than anyone in St. Louis. No matter which part of your body hurts, they'll help you work toward living pain-free. Now, how does that make you feel? Thought so. Sign up for free seminars today at ssmhealth.com/orthopedics or call 1-866-SSM-DOCS.
Eddie, I know Alton, Illinois is home of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air, but can you tell me something else interesting about Alton, Illinois?
Well, it is home of the Alton Giant, the tallest man that ever lived.
Well, I know they call you Fast Eddie, but I never heard you called the Alton Giant.
You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, be careful. Where is that giant? Is he in that new...
He's on the patio. He's out there fighting to get out of that huge patio with the big screen TVs and the coldest beer in town.
And that is an unbelievable...
Year-round patio for the Giant.
So it's the Giant Patio.
Yeah, you just said it.
Fast Eddie's.
Alton Giant Patio.
The Home Depot has a new idea for easier installation of insulation. New Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation at a new lower price of only $9.97 a roll. It's easier to handle, and at this new lower price, it's a lot easier on your wallet. So make it easy on yourself with Owens Corning EcoTouch insulation, just $9.97 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hey, who are these guys? They're good. They're going to make it. We will get to your calls. Remember, it's Monday, and Monday is a big day. There's a lot that has happened over the weekend. I have a lot of observations, the things to bring up. And if we're not finished, we will conclude the Burke segment now. Anybody else, Dan, Burke segment?
No.
Fine. All right, Burke segment is officially closed. Let's take a couple of calls. People want to talk. Let's do that. 314. And my stuff can wait. I have stuff, but I'll save some. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. And every once in a while, it is a good idea. Somebody pointed out recently to me to say what the KTRS is. It's 5877. So it'd be 314-969-5877 or toll-free 888-550-5877. We start with Steve. Hello, Steve. How are you? Steve? That's you, Steve. Now, got to talk to me. All right, let's talk to Patty. Hello, Patty.
It's Teddy, like a teddy bear.
Not according to Dan.
Oh,
it
teddy.
Says Patty.
No, I'm cuddly like a teddy bear, Frank.
Oh, I like you, Teddy.
So, I'm AM in the PM.
Yeah, thank you, Teddy.
What can we do for you, Teddy?
I was going to tell you why the Amish don't want their pictures taken.
I'd love to know.
In the Bible, there's this, in the Old Testament, when they're in the Moses is doing the Ten Commandments, mm-hmm. it says not to make a graven image unto thyself. And so consequently, the Amish believe that pictures are graven images.
Okay, but you're not making a graven image of yourself if somebody takes your picture. You're
technically,
not...
you're right, but that's where their belief comes from. That's also the reason that they do not put faces on dolls.
And what does graven image mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean? What
you
is
know
it?
What? There's a lot of meanings for graven. I don't know what the Hebrews actually thought it meant back in... 5,000 B.C., but, it's scripturally based.
What do you think graven image means? Pion, look up...
I think it means to them a permanent image.
Because
if you take a photo,
it's
kind of like etched in stone.
Because I'll just tell you, I've never bothered to look up. I don't know what they mean.
That's not what graven
means.
Graven
is engraved on a surface, or...
like etched in stone.
The other... part of the verb is not anything to do with a picture.
So it's just...
Engrave an inscription or image on a surface.
Okay, well, that's any pictures on some surface. So any...
Of themselves. So I that's where their belief comes from. I've studied the Amish culture quite a bit. And, whether it's logical to us, it's logical to them.
Now, what do they think would happen, though, if you took their picture? Are they going to hell? Because they didn't take it. So if you take their picture, even if they go, no picture, snap, now what? I mean, are they going to have to run off and pray or something? Or
again, it's,
it just seems like I love the whole Amish thing, but sometimes things seem a little ridiculous. I see you not taking your own picture. Or pictures of each other if you're Amish. But for us to take it, again, the Bible says, shall have no graven image or create no... You're not doing it. You're not doing anything.
And then it goes on into part of their belief. While they believe in salvation and the scriptures of the Bible, they don't believe that it's something that is freely atoned, that it's something that they have to work for. So if somebody committed something that they considered to be a sin by them taking a picture, would also mean that they would have to work harder to get the sin forgiven.
Oh, my goodness. That's a tough life. All right. Well, Teddy, thank you.
All right. Have a great evening.
You too.
I'm glad they had the sign up, though, because I would have felt bad finding out later. If I just took a picture of a horse and buggy going down the street, I would have, mm-hmm. After finding out, I would have felt bad. So I'm glad I knew about
it. Anyway, if they don't see you,
well, I know, but I wouldn't want to, you're in
if
their
they're
community.
In the buggy, they can't see you taking the picture. They're coming.
They can, and they actually had, tarps over the top of the buggy with plastic windows on it. Yeah,
maybe they were doing it in there.
No, they had windows. It was like a plastic tarp, I guess,
rocking.
Just for rain.
If this buggy's rocking, don't come taking our picture.
Yeah. It's like their convertible soft top, I guess. They can take it on and off depending on the weather.
Oh, yeah. Woo. A little T-top action.
It's living, buddy. Let's go to, let me see if I got the right line here. Larry. Hello, Larry.
Good afternoon, Frank.
How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and hello, Tina.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
I just thought of something, Larry. With all the big hoopla about the World Series, those poor Amish people, they can't appreciate or enjoy any of it because they can't listen to the radio or watch TV. Correct?
Or go. Could they even go?
I don't think they go to the game. I don't see any buggies parked outside Busch Stadium. That's true. I don't know. Larry, what can we do for you?
Well, I'll pray for them.
Thank you.
Hey, I've got a couple of things. I had heard a while back that the Amish didn't want their picture taken because they believed it trapped their souls on Earth.
It traps their souls.
That's what I had heard.
But see, that doesn't make sense either, because most religious people will tell you there's your body and there's your soul, and the picture is of your physical body. So that doesn't make sense.
Well, that's the Amish we're talking about.
Okay.
I can say that because they're not listening.
No, it's true. And we're not dissing them. We're just curious.
The other thing I have is I was listening to the game on television while I was playing a couple of computer games.
Okay.
And I had heard one of the announcers on there say, while the Brewers were behind by 5 runs or so, I had heard one of the announcers say that the Brewers need to start swinging for base hits instead of trying to hit a four-run homer, which doesn't exist every time. What's a grand slam?
Yeah.
That's, I think it's a run.
I rewound that several times just to hear it and just to make sure that's what I heard. And that is exactly what I heard.
Well, and here's what I did the same thing. I rewound. I've got DVR. I went back to make sure I heard one of those knuckleheads on TBS when he was talking about some other game. And he said, well, I think, you know, in terms of baseball history, you need to put an asterisk by that game. Asterisk. And I played it back, and that's exactly what he said. These are supposed to be, actually, they're not supposed to be. They're not really announcers. Sometimes they're just former ball players that they turn into announcers. But, yeah, it's a pretty sad threesome, those guys.
Terrible.
All right, Larry.
We're done with them now.
Well, yes, we are. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
I just had a friend text me. I think Larry is confused with my friend texted me. It's Native Americans that believe if they're photographed, their soul is trapped.
Well, but you don't know that these people might believe that, too.
That could be.
I took a picture of a Native American Indian. I just call them Indians. It was out in Arizona, and they had a roadside thing and jewelry and a lot of turquoise and silver, and I went to get a picture. Oh, my goodness, you'd have thought. It's like the Indian Secret Service.
They said, no, don't do it.
No. Yeah, no, no, no picture. As the guy sounded like Tonto.
Wow. Yeah.
Take him, no picture.
Himosabi. So,
I didn't know they all talked that way.
If you did, if you went ahead and go, I'm taking it anyway, would they take it from you and smash it? Or, you know, what do they do?
Shoot you with a bow and arrow.
Now, see that, you can't do that. You can't say shoot you with a bow and arrow. That, you've stereotyped.
It looks like one of them already scalped you.
Oh, that's real funny. Real funny. Actually, it is real funny. Oh, the Goodfeet stores are in the business of pain elimination or alleviation. That actually is what they're in the business of. Not in style or fashion or even shoes. They're in the pain business, the business of getting rid of pain. That's why they refer to themselves as one-stop pain relief, because there is sometimes pain relief that comes from multiple stops. You go to a doctor, you go to a therapist, you go to a place to get an off-the-rack shoe insert, you might go to an acupuncture person, you might go to the pharmacist to get the pain medication. But what if in one stop you could get rid of that pain when you find out that it was all coming from your feet and the way you were standing or walking? Look, some people work standing all day. I'm lucky. I never had to do that. I probably would have been, in some cases, better off. Maybe I wouldn't be so heavy. But I'm not on my feet all day. Some people are. My dad, his whole life, concrete floors, those thick-sole shoes, those shoes made for people who work on those surfaces, and it can take its toll. You're not born, everybody's not born walking perfectly. Some people are bow-legged, some people are pigeon-toed, some people, what's the opposite of pigeon-toed? That's what I am. Your feet go out. Is there a name for that?
Duck feet.
That's
feet.
Me.
Yeah.
They, at Goodfeet, will do their best to figure out what it is you might be, what it is about the way you stand and walk. They're not going to change the way you walk. They're not going to learn to walk like this and show you how to walk or stand, but they're going to alter pressure points and the way you're standing or walking just with a simple insert. And it may take one or two or three or four or five different attempts, but if anybody's going to have it, they will. They have over 200 different configurations. Why don't you give it 30, 40 minutes? Doesn't work for you, what have you lost? 30, 40 minutes. But if it does, and it does for a lot of people, especially you folks with plantar fasciitis, the Goodfeet stores. GoodfeetStLewis.com. That's GoodfeetStLewis.com. Three locations. One is on Olive, west of 270. That's across from TGI Fridays. There's a Goodfeet store in South County on Union, across from Macy's, and one in Shiloh, Illinois, across from Deerberg's. For one-stop pain relief, the Goodfeet stores.
With your Golden Oakland traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Timothy?
Thanks, Tina. Well, you already had that earlier accident, northbound 55 before Park. The two left lanes are blocked. Now you've got another one, northbound 55 just after Potomac, and two right lanes are blocked there. Eastbound 70 just before St. Louis Avenue. Got an accident. They've just moved off to the right shoulder. Eastbound 70 is already just crawling now from O'Fallon Park through 10th Street. They've cleared the accident northbound Kings Highway at 44 and eastbound 44 on the ramp to Jefferson. The right main line is blocked, and the exit is now closed due to a crash. This traffic report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. You've put a lot into your home. Get some back with a Fifth Third Equity Flex line at a low rate. Call 1-866-53-LOANS. Go to 53.com or visit a banking center near you today. Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings. Savings!
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Tune into Matty Lee's Sports Bar and Grill Halftime Show on KTRS this Saturday as Mizzou takes on Oklahoma State. For quality, value, and fun since 1971, nobody makes regulars like Matty Lee's.
What makes Jimmy Johnson and his Hendrick Motorsports teammates so durable? It might just be their motor oil. Quaker State, real, durable oil.
I wish I had time to share the story. Well, here quickly, Tommy Lasorda in an interview years ago said that sometimes you see the manager and the umpire going at it verbally, yelling at each other. And they're doing it because the game needs some spark. And one's saying to the other, "We're having dinner tonight. I'm having dinner at an Italian restaurant on the hill. What about you?" "Me too!" You know, nothing to do with the game, but it gets the crowd. Wouldn't you love to know all the little stuff like that that we don't know, the inside stuff? Here's something that I know that some of you don't know. And I know it because I have the product, and that is that Gutter Helmet. Well, here, I can't say that from personal experience it's the best gutter product out there. I haven't had them all, but I've had two others, and I won't name their names. But they're recognizable names. They advertise, and they sucked me in, and I paid for them, and then I had them ripped out two different times over 25 years. This Gutter Helmet's not going anywhere. You know where it'll go? It'll go to the new owners of the house, and they'll be thrilled to get it. And I almost wish we could show the house when we go to sell it. I think I'll show it in the fall, because one of the outstanding features will be my gutters and my gutter helmet. And I want them to see acorns by the ton all over the place, leaves everywhere.